The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast, where on this edition we're going to be focusing on Saturday's action. You'll hear all of that live on Racing Radio from 1:35 p.m. with Jonathan Doige, Mick Norton and Paddy Aspel. A good day to look forward to with action from Newbury, Newmarket, Bangor, and in the evening we've got Doncaster and Uttoxeter, as well as Thirsk in the afternoon as well. And to look forward to all of that action, I'm Michael Wood. And joining me to offer his expert analysis is Kevin O'Malley. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm really well. Yeah, I was in yesterday for Dante Day, which was hugely enjoyable. Our Derby picture has been further blurred. There's no real clear superstar emerging from it, but it was a very enjoyable afternoon of racing. Got another enjoyable afternoon coming up today on Friday and, of course, Saturday tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to it all.
Well, you mentioned it wasn't a very eventful day on Thursday. Wings of Desire took the Dante just 24 hours after stablemate Sodimar won so stylishly in the Tattersall's Musty Dora Stakes, and it was quite a performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. From an unexposed colt who was taken out of the Derby back in March by trainer John Gosden, but he's obviously shown the right signs to justify putting him into the Dante, and he stayed on really gamely from the Aidan O'Brien-trained Duville, who ran another cracker, and obviously the disappointment in the race was the favourite, who just mid-term, who didn't really find much, probably just wasn't good enough on the day.
Yeah, you mentioned mid-term there, finishing fifth, and it wasn't the best of performances, was it?
No, well, I mean, it's been reported leading up to the race that he doesn't sparkle on the gallops. He didn't take anybody's breath away at Sandown. He was professional, but he wasn't brilliant, so to speak. So nobody really knew how good he was. Yesterday was his big test, and he didn't pass, unfortunately. But Wings of Smoke did. Wings of Desire, sorry. And he goes to the Derby with every chance now. I mean, he's a son of Pivotal, who you'd more associate with kind of 7 furlong to a mile, maybe mile and two horses with some cut in the ground. But John Gosden describes him as a freak, so maybe he is.
Yeah, you mentioned Wings of Desire there, now 4-1 for the Derby, and it's probably looking at a battle between him and US Army Ranger.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could well be between those two, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was a bit of a surprise in this year's Derby. There are several there lurking. I mean, I think they still might run Galileo Gold, the 2000 Guineas winner. Lots of these horses have got stamina to prove. US Army Ranger doesn't have stamina to prove, but he wasn't overly impressive at Chester. He could have a lot of improvement in him. The Derby picture is interesting. There's no clear horse standing out at the prices or in the trials, but that's what makes it more interesting.
Yeah, especially from a betting point of view. But yeah. Kevin, let's get stuck into Saturday's action. We're going to start with the 2:45 at Newbury, and what a day of racing we've got in store. The 2:45 is the Al Ryan Stakes. It's over 1 mile, 4 furlongs and 5 yards, and it's a field of five. What do you like in this one, Kevin? Because looking at it so far, we're still waiting for the early prices here, but Starstorm, Asteris, Irad, Eagle Top and Kanachi are the five. Who would be your pick out of those five?
Yeah, well, I mean, Eagle Top is obviously the standard bearer. He's the Group 1, the proven Group 1 horse in the race. He was beaten a nose in the King George last year, so He has the class. But there are several in here who could easily give him a run for his money, especially first time out, because last year, first time out, he needed the run. The one I like down the bottom is David Simcock's filly, Carnacci. She's a really nice grey filly. She's improving rapidly. She was quite impressive in her comeback at Goodwood last time out. She stays well. She has fitness on her side. And she gets a handy £3 allowance as well. Ryan Moore gets the leg up. And I think she could be the one that's improving rapidly. And I think if she turns up in the same vein of form as she did at Goodwood last time out, she could be quite difficult to beat. So it'd be Carnacci for me for a little bit of value against the favourite first time out.
In terms of that race, is there anyone in the field there you think could spring a surprise?
Yeah, well, Carnacci would be a small surprise, but I mean, Star Storm, I suppose, would fit that bill for James Fanshawe. He disappointed somewhat last time out, but before that he showed some very good form, racked up a hat-trick, and he could be the one at bigger odds. But yeah, definitely Carnacci for me.
So Carnacci in the 2.45 at Newbury. Well, Kevin, let's move on to the 3.55 at Newbury. It's one of the highlights of the day, the Lockinge Stakes. It's a Group 1 race over a mile, 13 runners. We've got early prices here to look at. We've got two early favourites here, Cody Bear and Tamor, both 4-1 favourites in this 3.55. Limato is 11-2. Bellardo is 7-1. Masoob is 8-1. Dutch Connection is at 9s. Endless Drama is at 12s. A-Rod is at 14-1, as is GM Hopkins, and it's 20s or bigger the rest. Kevin, what would be your selection in this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really open race this year, but simply based on the fact that there's no superstar in there, but there's a lot of tough horses in there. I suppose the one that sets the standard in that regard is Tourmore. He was a very close second in the race last year to his stablemate Knight of Thunder. He ran a cracker that day. He ran a cracker first time out at Sandown this season, where he won. He comes into the race in good form. He knows his way around here, and you know it's difficult to envisage him not running a really big race. So if I was to pick one from the top of the market, it would be Tourmore for me. But at bigger prices, I quite like the look of Endless Drama. What price was Endless Drama?
Endless Drama, the early prices for that one, it's at 12-1.
12-1 isn't that a bad price. I mean, he hasn't been seen since the Irish 1000 Guineas last year, where he finished second to Glen Eagles. But he's a really, really big horse. He's got loads of scope. Daryl Lyons thinks the world of him. I think he's got bundles of talent. Sure, it would have been ideal if he had a prep run for this. But I do think Endless Drama is capable of running a really big race at double figure odds. So it'd be Tourmore from the top of the betting for me. But for an each way price, I'll go with Endless Drama.
Endless Drama each way for Kevin in that one. And just mention that that's early prices. We're recording this podcast on that Friday afternoon, so those prices are subject to change. Let's move on to a different race course, Newmarket with the 4.10.
Yes. We've
got handicap action with the Price Rush Sprint Trophy. It's over 6 furlongs and it's got 12 runners in this one. And there's quite a few interesting horses in this one, Kevin.
Yeah, there's loads in here. I mean, it's just the time of season now where you get lots of three-year-olds unexposed coming into the new season with improvements in the locker. The horse that I really like in this race, and I think he has a huge chance of winning, is the Richard Hannon trained Nisser. He was highly regarded as a two-year-old. He went off at 2-1 favourite on his Newmarket debut back last May. He happened to bump into a horse called Shala that day, who had developed into a champion two-year-old and multiple Group 1 winning juvenile for John Gosden. So that was it was unlucky that he'd bumped into that horse first time out, really. He ran in another good maiden at Ascot after that when he finished fourth. But he did get a win on the board back in July at Windsor. Managed to get off the mark there, and he hasn't been seen since, so fitness is somewhat a worry, but he's a very highly regarded horse. He has the look of a smart colt, and I think he's quite well handicapped from a mark of 85, so it'll be Nisser for me in that race.
Nisser in the 4.10 at Newmarket for Kevin. And finally, let's go back to Newbury with the 4.30, and it's a very tasty race on paper for the London Gold Cup, which is an open handicap over 1 mile, 2 furlongs and 6 yards. We've got 15 runners in this one, so a very large field. Who would be the one to stand out for you?
Yeah, I mean, this is quite an interesting race in terms of tactics, in terms of fitness, in terms of trip, and in terms of some of the profiles coming into the race. I mean, it's going to be raced 5 races in at Newbury. We know the ground there is soft. We know it's over 10 furlongs. So stamina and fitness is going to be quite important here, I think. Two horses who catch the eye profile-wise are Cartagio, John Gosden's horse, and the other one I like is Dunlop's horse Viva Por Viva, who was improving rapidly. But just overall, for maybe a solid each way bet, I like the Mark Johnston Soldier in Action. He's a little bit more exposed than some of these, but he brings some solid form to the table. He ran a cracker at Chester last time out. He stays well, and at double figure odds, I could see him running quite a big race.
Excellent stuff. So, Kevin, just can you recap your selections for the four races that we've previewed?
Absolutely. In the 2:45 at Newbury, I'm taking Carinacci to give Eagle Top a race of it first time out. In the feature race of the day, the Lock-In Stakes, the 3:55 at Newbury, I'm going with De Geer Lyons trained Irish Raider called Endless Drama each way. And in the 4:10 at Newmarket, I'm hoping that Nisser can make a winning return to action for Richard Hannan. And finally, in the London Gold Cup at Newbury, I'm taking Mark Johnson trained Soldier in Action each way.
Well, thank you very much for your thoughts, Kevin. And remember, Racing Radio will have all the action covered on Saturday from 1:35 p.m. Jonathan Doige, Paddy Aspel and Mick Norton will be your studio team for live results, live commentary and the best betting analysis. Well, Kevin, as always, thank you for your thoughts.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.